fingerprints and amenities with seclusion are so successful with this home, and this home would check all the boxes. I would like to highlight what the county revenue would do for a home like this. A clientele spending $8,000 to $15,000 a week for a vacation nightly rental is a clientele that isn't on a budget, is going to spend $1,000 on boat rentals, $5,000 for their family to golf at Big Cedar, spend money on shopping, dining, and attractions in all parts of the county, Hollister and Branson. This will increase tax dollars for everyone. Do you mind pulling up my slide real quick?
Is this not it?
Oh, is it up right now? I'm sorry. Oh, okay, perfect. I'm sorry if you can go back to the... I just wanted to do a view of showing how far it is away from the street. As you can tell, there's not much leaves right now and foliage, and you can barely see the home right there.
Yeah, I need you to wrap up if you can.
Okay, I'm sorry. If you can go through real quick. What's that?
But he's not the applicant, or is he?
Yeah, I'm on the application.
He is on the application? Okay.
Yeah. I'll go quick for you, sir, I promise. Okay. I'm almost. Is it not working? Yeah, right here, if you go back to right there, there's 13 homes down Fruit Farm Road. From our front porch, you can see three homes. And one of the three, you only see rooftops. So there's a lot of seclusion there. I know a concern of a few was traffic. You don't mind going through there? Cody, I'm sorry. There's another view of the homes down the street. You can't even see our house at all right now. If you want to keep going, sorry. We talk about traffic, and all that I can say is between my family currently has more traffic than any nightly rental. Holidays, special occasions of having 40 to 110 family members, housing up to 30 employees for Big Cedar events and caterings, up to 40 for my wife's monthly scrapbooking, weekend retreats, and national average occupancy for these type of rentals is 180 days. At a five-day average, that's 30 visits a year. And with her repeat visits that she has, it's going to be the same people. Not all the same people, but a majority of the same people come back. And if you can show the parking lot real quick, I'm sorry. Right here, this is a view of the parking lot right here. A nightly rental will have about the size of home, 8 to 10 cars. You can see a semi in my driveway right there behind the famous Dave's truck, the white one there. This happens quite often. We do all the catering at Big Cedar for events. So the amount of traffic that we have been coming through here is just incredible. So this is actually going to decrease the concerns of traffic and the road and whatnot. So just to finish up, I just want to highlight that Beth and Tracy highlighted the Combs' former property on Reinhardt Road, that's in Beth's portfolio. There are many similarities to this property in our property, similarities of Fruit Farm Road and Reinhardt Road, between Country Farm Estates and Hidden Meadows. So there's a housing development called Hidden Meadows right by the Combs as well. We have been blessed to call this neighborhood our home. We've met some amazing people, have enjoyed being involved in the community, raising foster kids, supporting neighbors with miscellaneous needs, letting neighbors hunt on our land, participating in holidays, most notably Halloween, and our famous 4th of July fireworks show. We sure miss it, and we're excited for the vacationers to enjoy this beautiful property. Thank you again for your time to listen and to all these supporting documents. I'm asking you, Taney County Planning and Zoning Board, to approve our CUP application based off the merit of the application. And one last thing that I just want to say sincerely is I know we chose this land. We had no intentions of doing a nightly rental here. I'd be lying to you if I said that. I didn't know this was going to be our path and journey to try to sell our home. But we chose not to build in an HOA or buy in an HOA. So with that said, that comes with more freedom than people that chose to purchase in there. And as far back as we are, I think we've proved how secluded this area is, the amount of events that we do here, the amount of traffic that flows through here. And it's never been a problem to anybody that's lived in the area to date. And it's going to be a lot less with somebody being there maybe 30 times a year, 30 families a year staying there. So thank you for your consideration.
All right.
And your time.
Appreciate it.
Yep.
Thank you. That's everybody on this side, or one more?
Hello, I'm Ivy Jones. I am the owner of the property as well. We've received some letters. I think you guys have them in your packet there to talk, but I'll just get through one so that we can just go quick. This letter that we received is from Chris Meyer, and I just wanted to read this. Last month, I attended the Taney County Planning and Zoning public hearing meeting. While I was there to listen to a different hearing, the first hearing was related to Dave Jones. After listening to all the comments, I got up briefly and spoke through. I had no intentions of going to the public hearing for this very item. And now my understanding that the zoning request will come before the Taney County Planning and Zoning as a CUP or conditional use permit. After observing this public hearing and hearing the information from both sides, I believe that the board should give strong weight to Dave Jones' request to change his home to a nightly rental with a conditional use permit. Today, my parents live in Hidden Meadows, located off Reinhardt Road. One of the other houses that was mentioned that has been converted from a home to a nightly rental on Reinhardt Road. The piece of property backs up to Hidden Meadows, which is a very nice subdivision. I have been past this house numerous times going to my parents. I have not seen any issues or heard of any issues as it relates to the subdivision. This helps testify to the quality of operation that the new buyer of Dave Jones' house runs. I also talked to one of the homeowners at church recently to verify if my thoughts were correct. This person's home and land touches the vacation rental property on Reinhardt Road. I asked him if his quality of life has been diminished and he had any problems. He stated he had no issues and the owner was great. Another item that was brought up had to do with traffic. Roads are meant for people to drive on. If the one house is such a concern, then nothing else should be able to be built on this road, and those folks should come every time someone wants to build. When you look at the person trip going from to a home, I would venture to guess that if someone is living in the home daily, there will be more trips on the road than a vacation rental. Vacation rentals and hotels are not occupied every day. On the average, annual occupancy is probably around 50 to 60%. Those concerned about traffic would likely see less traffic because the home is not occupied daily. People aren't going to and from work. In reality, I'm guessing this road is adequate to handle the rezoning of one house from residential to a nightly rental. It also appears to me that they had modified their request to keep the property around the home agriculture. This keeps it from being a resort, provides a buffer, and I think it's a fair and balanced approach. If they want to change that, they would have to come back to planning and zoning. The new owner also stated they had no plans to add any additional vacation rentals. By adding the conditional use permit, they would have to come back again if there are any changes in ownership based on my understanding. This gives an additional level of follow-up in the future if needed. More than anything, people are often dealing with the fear of the unknown. This house doesn't sit right on the road, it isn't in the subdivision, and it has the right to use the public roads just as everyone else does. Our area is based on conservative values, and it also means trying to minimize the government outreach and interference. Let this man sell his real estate and move on. I believe David Jones took a proactive approach with his neighbors, that 98% of them did not show up, and he has worked hard to make the request balance the fair. I'd encourage the planning and zoning to approve this request. Chris Meyer. Thank you.
Thanks. We'll move over this side. You want to go? Oh, wait.
Absolutely.
Yep. All right.
Yeah. Well, hi. Thank you and good evening. I live at 666.
Ma'am, your name is?
Oh, my name is Jennifer Judlin. I live at 661 Fruit Farm Road. So I am located right here. And can I ask you, where's the rest of the, they were talking earlier about there is nightly rental on Fruit Farm Road?
Down at the far end.
Okay.
There's a development down there.
If you want me to.
Can you bring back up to the where you showed the sign of the your public notice sign?
Yeah. Give me just a second.
Okay. Thank you. So I was notified immediately that there was another request for
nightly rental on this property directly after the last meeting. And there was a sign placed there that Monday. That sign was placed here, back here, facing would be east for this meeting. And then about 2 days after I called the Planning Commission and said that sign is not on the road, I can't see it, it's 20 feet off the road, it's facing in the opposite way of people traveling, can you please come out and change it? It was never done, and then it disappeared. So I just wanted to point that out. I am one of the residents at across the street from this residence, and I oppose it. And why do I oppose it? Because it's not part of our community. It is another resort. Miss Beth has, or I'm sorry, there's a company that wants to purchase this that has owned 5 rental homes already, wants to turn this into another nightly rental for luxury. I think there's like over, 2,000 rentals, nightly rentals in Tannehill County? Something?
I don't know.
Does anybody have a number?
Well, no. Not just in the county. I don't have a number. Okay. I mean, there's a number on Airbnb.
And when I was first here at this meeting, I brought in my stack of papers of all her rental properties that she manages. And I'm just saying that I'm across the street. I live there pretty much by myself. There's another young lady that lives next door to me. She's also a single mother. We would rather to see this stay as a residential home. I've been in this home for over 10 years now. And it's just kind of like out of the blue, like, oh, you're going to have a resort. We're talking about high-end people, people that maybe go to the concert down the street, let out at 1 a.m., come back. I'm just not comfortable with it at all. And so I'm back here tonight. And there was a mention that only 5 people from my subdivision showed up, but I came back because I feel this strongly about it. We have enough nightly rentals here in Branson. We do need affordable housing. We do need just resident people that want to be a part of this community. And we have plenty of places for those that want to come to our community and enjoy it. There's lots of places that you could call up right now and get a room or a home. We just don't need another one. And as this encroaches onto our community where we live, where we want to make a home, it's never going to stop. And you all rezoned all of this property, from what I understand, coming to the last 2 meetings years ago, and you asked the community, what do you want to see in your area? Can we do this? Can we do that? And you made recommendations at that time, and I hope that you will consider what you decided last month, a few weeks ago. And thank you for your time.
Thank you. Next.
Hi. My name is Diane Shear, and I appreciate you taking the time to listen to me tonight. I want to address one thing about no one's showing up to speak against this. We have just today spoken to some neighbors that were not able to come tonight, and they are against it. And I think by that logic, no one from our neighborhood came up to speak for it, so that would mean that no one in our neighborhood is for it. I mean, that just doesn't make sense to me. So first of all, I'm just going to say that I'm not good at beating around the bush, so I hope I don't come off as too direct. What is happening is the Joneses are trying to sell their house for the most money, and Ms. Hammond is trying to start a business that's not zoned for it. So we started out with a letter from the Joneses telling us that they couldn't sell their home because of, and I'm quoting, one major obstacle, the homes across the street. And the letter goes on to disparage our neighborhood, talking about vehicles parked in the yard, not maintaining landscaping, construction materials, et cetera, et cetera. So that now they want to sell it to Ms. Hammond as a nightly rental. And the letter goes on to state that, and I'm quoting now,